So a record producer walks into a Toledo nightclub. This is not the beginning of a joke. It's actually how singer Gloria Ann Taylor was discovered in the late 1960s. And after she was discovered, she went on to record about a dozen songs that were released on 45s. These have since become collector's items. Now, the rest of us can hear them in a new collection called Love is a Hurtin' Thing. Reviewer Oliver Wang says you will be haunted by Taylor's voice.
Gloria Ann Taylor's song, World That's Not Real, first appeared as a B-side in 1973.
World, that's not real. Love, love, that's not real for me.
You don't listen to the song so much as be lured into it. It's like drifting through a half-awake dream. Taylor, backed by that producer who discovered her, Walter Wisenhunt, eerily sings over dissonant piano chords and a stir of strings, all shimmering through a wall of reverb.
I don't see it. I can't be it. But you're like falling down, down for your love now.
The whole affair feels fantastically phantasmic. And it's clear on the new Love is a Hurtin' Thing anthology that this dip into the darkness wasn't a one-off. Wisenhunt, who became Taylor's husband, was seemingly obsessed with creating a unique sound that would set their records apart.
I wonder why. My blue glass bubble reminds me.
The producer was especially drawn to a gritty psychedelic style, embracing a rough, lo-fi aesthetic that ran counter to the dominant studio-perfected sound of 70s R&B. Taylor and Wisenhunt were perhaps a little too successful in avoiding mainstream trends. None of their 70s recordings ever became a national hit. On the flip side, soul music collectors took notice, eventually turning their sides into the stuff of record-obsessive legend. Some of her recordings have sold for upwards of $1,000. The most coveted is the album's title track, a privately issued mid-tempo soul song that unfolds across 7.5 minutes. When Taylor and Wisenhunt recorded it around 1973, disco had yet to become a household term, but with its steady thump, dramatic strings, and Taylor's piercing vocals, Love is a Hurtin' Thing became embraced as a proto-disco classic. That acknowledgement came too late for Gloria Ann Taylor, however. In 1977, she made her last recordings and then packed up to move back to Toledo. She's still there, and while she's traded in the nightclub for a church choir, she's still singing and likely still haunting people with that voice.
Our reviewer, Oliver Wang, is an associate professor of sociology at Cal State Long Beach and author of the book Legions of Boom.